This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Incoming President Biden has nominated Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine as Assistant U.S. Secretary of Health. Levine would be the first openly transgender federal official confirmed by the Senate. She would enter a department that has rolled back some key LGBTQ protections. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Back in June, the Health and Human Services Department rolled back an Obama-era rule that protected transgender people from discrimination in healthcare. Georgetown professor Katie Keith says federal courts have ruled against that kind of discrimination, but the Trump administration's actions scared people.
And I think rolling back those explicit protections that the Obama administration had put in place tried to send a signal that discrimination could once again happen.
Transgender people already face challenges accessing healthcare, says Jillian Brandstetter at the National Women's Law Center. She says for many, healthcare is unaffordable.
We are twice as likely to live in poverty. We are three times as likely to be unemployed. And for transgender people of color, these rates are even higher.
Nominating a transgender person to a top role, says Julie Cruza with the advocacy group Family Equality, sends its own signal.
We're going to include everyone.
Cruza says the Biden administration is likely to restore LGBTQ protections from the Obama era. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.